Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today is an around town lesson, and the title of today's show is At the Post Office. At the Post Office. Katie, what do we do at the post office?
Well, the post office is the place that takes care of mail. We all receive mail sometimes, so the post office is important to know about. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie. Thank you for joining us for our lesson today.
Well, it's an interesting day here at LTE TV. One of our friends got a package. Let's find out more and read it with Katie.
Alex's parents sent him a package. A mail carrier delivered it to his house. But Alex wasn't there. The mail carrier didn't leave it in the mailbox. Alex can go to the post office to pick it up. Rob often gets letters from fans. Maybe he'll receive some cards and presents, too.
All right, so Alex got a package. That's exciting news. Who is it from? What's inside?
Well, we know the package is from his parents, but we don't know what the package is, what is inside the package. Our read it doesn't say.
Well, the mail carrier brought it to Alex's house. Yesterday we learned about mail carriers. Do you remember that word, friends?
The mail carrier came to Alex's house with the package, but there was a problem.
Yeah, so we're going to look at that problem today and learn more about post offices too. So first, let's learn our key words with Christina.
Alex 的父母寄了一个包裹给他。包裹就是 package. His parents sent him a package.不过在包裹送来的时候他好像不在家，所以只好事后到邮局去领。邮局就是 post office。Alex will go to the post office for his package。Rob 则是常常收到粉丝寄来的信，信件就是 letter。Rob often gets letters from fans。他有时候还会收到卡片和礼物哦。收到东西的这个动作就是 receive。He also receives cards。除了 cards, 卡片之外还有礼物。礼物就是 present. He receives presents too.
Hi, Alex. What's that in your hand?
Hi, Taylor. There was a note on my apartment door. It's from the post office.
The post office? What does it say?
I have a package. The mail carrier came to my house. But...I wasn't home.
Go to the post office. You can pick up your package there.
Hey, Katie, what's in your hand?
It's my lesson, Peter. You have one, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. These are my notes. Have you ever received a note before from the post office?
Yes, I have received a note from the post office.
Really? You've received a note from the post office?And what did it say? Hey, that's today's calendar phrase!
What does it say?
What does it say? 上面写什么?
Look, here's a note.
What does it say?
My son wrote it.
What does it say?
The writing is messy.
What does it say?
It doesn't say anything. He's only 2 years old.
Oh.
What does it say?
What does it say? 上面写什么?
Well, what did the note from the post office say?
It said that I had a package. They came to my house, but I wasn't there.
The mail carrier can't leave the package by the door? Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Right. Someone else could take the package. Or the weather could damage the package.
Or it could be the wrong address. Many times when a mail carrier delivers a package, you need to sign the name. That helps the post office know the right person that gets the package.
So if no one is home, the mail carrier returns the package to the post office.
Oh yeah, that keeps the packages safe.
It's a good idea too. I'm glad that they do that.
Yeah, it is a good idea. Well, Katie, the same thing that happened to you also happened to Alex in this conversation.
Yeah, I think that it happens a lot. Not many people are home during the day. They're usually at work.
So, Katie, what did you do?
Well, I had to go to the post office to pick up my package.
What does it mean to pick up? How can we use that? Well, I know someone that can help us. Her name is Christina. So, let's go to her right now.
Taylor 建议 Alex 说他可以到邮局去，到那里可以领到他的包裹。You can pick up your package there. 片语 pick up 的用法很多，在此指的是去领东西这个动作。比如说，我向书店订了一本书，书店通知我书来了，所以我决定放学后去领这个书。I will pick up the book after school.或者我向朋友借电影的 DVD， 朋友问我要不要明天去拿，他说 Do you want to pick up the DVDs tomorrow？ 所以 pick up 可以用来表达领取、拿取的意思。
Thanks, Christina. So you went to the post office to pick up the package. That's easy.
Yeah, actually, there's a post office by my house.But my package wasn't there. It was at a bigger post office far away, and it took a long time to get there.
I bet it did. But remember, they kept your package safe for you.
Yeah, I was so happy when I finally got my package. I love getting new clothes, and there were a lot in that package.
Oh, really? Well, packages can have a gift inside of them from another person.Or they can be things that you buy from the internet.
Many people shop online, and you pay with a credit card. And in a few days, you'll get a package.
Well, that's true. Shopping online is so easy these days. But Alex's package is not from shopping online. His package is from his parents.
Well, then it must be a present for him. Let's go to Conversation B now and see what happens next.
Taylor, is Alex around?
No, he went to the post office. He received a package.
Why didn't the mail carrier deliver it to his house?
The package was delivered to his house, but Alex wasn't home. The mail carrier left a note on his door.
The mail carrier didn't leave the package in his mailbox?
No, it must be a big box.Taylor is looking for Alex. She asks Abby, is Alex around? That means, is Alex here?
Yeah, I can ask all of you. Hey, friends, is Katie around?
Peter, I'm right here, right next to you.
Oh, there she is. All right, then. Well, Taylor is looking for Alex. But Alex isn't in the office. He went to the post office.
Right, he received a package.This is a good word for you all to know. Received means to accept or get. Sometimes we have visitors who come to the studio.
And how do we receive them?
We always treat our guests well, and we show them around the whole studio.
Yeah, that's right. Well, one time I got news that a friend was getting married.
And how did you receive the news, Peter?
Well, I was really happy. I was really excited.
That's great! And friends, now you know how to use the word received. You can use it to talk about getting a gift, people, or hearing some news.
All right, well, let's go back to Alex. He wasn't home, so the mail carrier didn't leave the package at his house.
So Abby asks, why didn't the mail carrier deliver it to his house? I think that Christina can help us explain this sentence.Everyone, let's welcome Christina.
Abby 觉得很奇怪，为什么 Alex 要到邮局去领？为什么邮差不送到他家呢？ Why didn't the mail carrier deliver it to his house? 句型送什么到哪里去，就是 deliver something to some place。 比如有人打电话叫 pizza， 餐厅会把 pizza 送到你家， They deliver pizza to your home。 或者朋友要还你一件夹克，他请快递公司把夹克送到你的办公室去， They will deliver the jacket to your office。 这个就是句型 deliver something to some place 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So the mail carrier did go to Alex's house, but he wasn't home.
And Abby also asks, the mail carrier didn't leave the package in his mailbox? A mailbox is where mail carriers put the mail. Where is your mailbox?
Some people have a key for their mailbox. Do you have a key for yours?
Mailboxes for houses sometimes don't need a key, but apartment mailboxes are usually locked so that only the person with a key can open their mailbox.
Yeah, and did you know that some mailboxes have flags on them? You can send a letter by putting it in your mailbox and putting up the flag. The mail carrier will see the flag, stop to pick up your mail, and then put the flag back down.Then they can send the letter for you.
Sometimes packages are small and they can fit in the mailbox when the mail carrier brings it. But usually packages are too big for that.
Alex's parents must have sent him a big box. It doesn't fit in the mailbox, so he has to go to the post office to pick it up.
Well, right now, everyone, it's time for us to take a short break. Do you want your English to be great?And stay right here. We'll be back again very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to our lesson about the post office.
Before this, we saw that Alex got a package, and we learned how the post office takes care of packages.
We also talked about different kinds of mailboxes. Now, let's continue the story about Alex and his package in Conversation C.
Whoa! You received a big package!
Yeah, it's from my parents.
Did the package cost a lot to mail?
It did. So they don't send me things very often.
Oh. I should check my mailbox.
Are you waiting for something special?
Yes. I often get letters from fans. Maybe I'll get some cards and presents too.
Alex finally received his package from the mail, and there was a gift inside. It was from his parents.
That's right. He went to the post office and picked it up. He's really excited about it.
Well, big boxes cost a lot of money to send in the mail, especially if they're heavy. Did Alex's box cost a lot to mail?
It did. Alex said that his parents don't send packages often.It's too expensive.
But I'm sure when his parents do send something, he really appreciates it.
Yeah, that's right. When I get a package, it's a special event, so I really enjoy it.
I think Rob really enjoys receiving packages, letters, too.
Yes, and how do we know that? Well, when Rob sees Alex's mail, Rob remembers something. He needs to check his mailbox.
Alex is curious. He wants to know why. He wants to know if Rob is waiting for something special.
And we learn that Rob receives a lot of mail from fans. People who watch his TV show like to write to him. Sometimes they ask him questions.
And sometimes they just encourage him. And sometimes they thank him for all his hard work.
Do you often send letters or cards? You can send some to friends. Or you can send mail to people you haven't met before, like a famous person.
Oh, that would be fun. Do you send letters to famous people? How about your favorite singer or the mayor of your city? Katie, did you ever send a letter to a famous person?
No, I've never done that before. What about you, Peter?
No, I haven't, but it sounds like fun. Maybe we should do it sometime.
Yeah, and did you know that you can send us letters too? You can write Peter and me a letter and tell us what you like about the show.
Or you can ask some questions. We love hearing from our listeners. Of course, you can always send us lots of presents, too.
Yeah, and Rob hopes to receive cards and presents from his fans. Peter, do you often receive letters or presents?
Sometimes my parents send me a package, just like Alex. What about you, Katie?
Yeah, I think that my parents like to send me a package when it's Christmas or almost my birthday.
Yeah, it's always fun to get mail. Well, friends, that's all we have for our conversations today. Now it's time to review all the keywords that we have learned so far today. Let's review them right now.
Here's today's first keyword. Package. Package. What's in the package?
Post office. Post office. Your card is waiting at the post office.
Letter. Letter. I wrote a letter to my family.
Receive. Receive. The children received many presents.
Present. Present. Bill got so many birthday presents. Okay, everyone, those were all the keywords we learned today. Remember, you can use these words when you're talking about the post office or getting something in the mail. Right now, we'll continue the review and take another look at today's conversations. Hi, Alex. What's that in your hand?
Hi, Taylor. There was a note on my apartment door. It's from the post office.
The post office? What does it say?
I have a package. The mail carrier came to my house, but I wasn't home.
Go to the post office. You can pick up your package there. Hi, Taylor. Is Alex around? No, he went to the post office. He received a package. Why didn't the mail carrier deliver it to his house? The package was delivered to his house. But Alex wasn't home. The mail carrier left a note on his door. The mail carrier didn't leave the package in his mailbox? No, it must be a big box.
Whoa! You received a big package.
Yeah, it's from my parents.
Did the package cost a lot to mail?
It did. So they don't send me things very often.
Oh. I should check my mailbox.
Are you waiting for something special?
Yes. I often get letters from fans. Maybe I'll get some cards and presents too.
Hello, Ginger. Oh, what do we have here?
It's a package.
Oh, are you going to deliver it?
I tried, but I can't.
Why not?
I took the package to the address, but nobody was home.
Well, why didn't you just leave it?
Ooh, that's not safe. Besides, now I can open it.
Ginger,
You can't open the package. It doesn't belong to you.
Okay. I'll take it to the post office. Someone can pick it up there.
Good idea.
Okay. I'll go to the post office.
Are you taking the package?
Yes. And I'm quitting.
Quitting?
Yes. I don't want to be a mail carrier anymore. Oh, it's not easy.
What's 2 plus 2? Does anyone know?
I know. I know the answer.
Yes, Carl. Well, are you going to say the answer, Carl?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Carl, if you don't give me the answer, what are you waiting for? When are you going to...
Are you waiting for the answer to come into your head?
Yes. Carl, are you waiting for the answer to come into your head?
That was today's super sentence. Are you waiting for something? Is Carl just waiting for the answer to appear in his head? We'll see. But first, teacher, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. Are you waiting for the water to get hot?
Are you waiting for the water to get hot? A good question if you're making tea. What about you, Carl? Can you use this super sentence in your own way?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Carl, it is your turn.
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Of course we are, Carl. You're wasting our time.
Are you waiting for me to say something? That was brilliant. It was super. Let's try that again. There we go. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, Carl, I asked you a simple question. What is 2 plus 2? Oh. Are you waiting for the answer to just come into your head?
No, I know the answer. I know the answer.
What is it?
2 plus 2 is 5.
No. It's not. It's 4. It's always 4. Huh?
Thank you for joining us today, friends. We hope you enjoyed watching the program with us. It's always fun to get mail, and Alex really enjoyed getting a package from his parents.
And we learned a lot of English about getting some mail. So how can you practice what you learned today? Maybe finding a friend is a good idea, and you can practice together. Remember, speaking only 10 minutes of English every day will help you improve.
Hey, I have an idea. Maybe you can go to the post office and use just English. Point to a letter and say, hey, that's a letter in English. That's a fun way to practice. Sometimes learning a language is difficult, but with time and hard work, you can do it.
Right now we're out of time, but we want you to join us tomorrow for a Saturday lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.